See, I believe part of the problem is that God is building faith in some of us, but some of us struggle with faith. How about it? Between faith and doubt.
This is Straight Talk.
It's great to have you listening to Straight Talk Radio. This is Joshua Halleck. I'm here with Pastor Mark Job, senior pastor and author at New Life Community Church. And this series is called Moved. We're looking at how Jesus, our example, was moved. He was filled with purpose and intentionality. And there were things in life that drove him and moved him. And as Christ followers, those very same things move us. But it all begins with an encounter with God. Pastor Mark, your message today called Speak Up out of Mark 10, it touches on this issue of needing to engage with Jesus. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, I love this story, Joshua, because this is blind Bart or blind Bartimaeus. And what I love about blind Bart is that he speaks up at the right moment. He calls out. He's aggressive. He's panicked. He's intense. And God, instead of brushing him off, listens.
Yeah.
There's something about a heart that is passionate about, God, here I am and I need you, that just moves the heart of God. And so you may be listening today and feel like that you really need God. And I want to challenge you, raise your voice, call to the heavens, get on your knees, cry out to God, because I believe that God responds to people that are sincere, that are passionate, that are persistent, that do not give up.
Yeah. Jesus was not repelled by this cry out.
No.
He was attracted to it.
He didn't tell the ushers, hey, tell this guy to quiet down, get in line, you're disrupting things. No, he said, where is he? And went right over to them because of his desperation. Jesus responded to his desperation.
How about this, Pastor Mark? What if Bartimaeus would have stayed silent?
Oh, man. If Bartimaeus would have stayed silent, we wouldn't know his story in the Bible, because he'd be just one more blind man that Jesus walked right by.
Maybe there's somebody today who feels like, you know, should I step up or should I sit down? Should I speak up or should I be quiet? This message is for you. We're in Mark chapter 10. It's called Speak Up.
I believe there's times in our life that we are stuck and stay stuck in seasons or places of life until we are compelled, moved, driven to speak up. A couple of years ago, we had a major, major, massive snowstorm here in Chicago, and it happened to fall on a weekend. I believe it was the year that Lakeshore Drive turned into a parking lot. People abandoned their cars. It was snowed in. How many of you remember that? How many of you had a hard time getting out of your house because of shoveling? All right. So it was a Sunday morning, I remember, and I looked out the door, and it had just snowed a lot. And so I told my sons, grab a shovel. We're going to shovel our way out of this. We got about 5 feet into it. Half hour later, I mean, snow was high, and we said, we're never going to get out of this. I happen to live on a cul-de-sac, and so for some reason, they don't shovel the cul-de-sac until last. They do the streets first, and they had done the major streets first. And so I thought, well, I have an idea. I can't shovel my way out. And so I told my family, get in the car. I'm gonna rev it up and drive out of my driveway as fast as I can. I'm gonna slide across the cul-de-sac and try to get as close to the road as I can. So I revved it up real high, and then I said, okay, put it in reverse, and I just flew out of the cul-de-sac, kind of like turned around a little bit, and I got stuck right in the middle of the cul-de-sac. And so we got out the shovels, we started to shovel. No way were we going to be able to shovel our way to the road. And I thought, I got to get to church. I mean, we're stuck here. And so I decided, I saw a plow guy from the city plowing. And I made a crucial decision. I decided to speak up. And so I went over to the plow guy, and I knocked on his window. He looked at me like a guy that had been up all night shoveling. A little tired, a little cranky, kind of discouraged me from speaking up, but I said, I'm going to speak up anyways. He rolled down his window. He said, yeah, what do you want? I said, sir, I'm stuck. He's kind of like, yeah, join the crowd. Everybody's stuck. I said, no, you don't understand. I'm a pastor. I got to get to church. There's a congregation waiting for me, and I can't get my car out of here. So I was wondering if you could shovel my way to the main highway, and I'll just follow you. He looked at me, and he said, sure. And so he started shoveling, and I got right behind him, and I followed all the way to the main highway where it was already clear, and I made my way to church and showed up with the two other people that were here. No, there was a lot of other people here. Yeah. I made a crucial decision. I spoke up. Here's the thing. There are some of you right now at this moment that you're not stuck in a driveway in snow, but you're stuck in life. You find yourself on the way to your destiny, and you've hit a hiccup. You're stuck. You're unable to get out. You've been there for a while. So some of you have accepted, this is my destiny. I guess I'm just slated to be stuck. I guess I can't make it to what God has called me to do, to be. I guess this is just the place that I'm at. So I'm just going to sit here and wait while everything else is going on, because I can't get beyond that. And I believe that God is telling some of you today in a very clear and powerful way that in the spiritual realm, you need to speak up. Because there's something that happens when we raise our voice in faith and say, God, I will not accept this place of being stuck. I'm going to raise my voice to the only one plowman that can get me out of this place, and that's God Almighty through His incredible power and might that can pull me out of this place. So I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Mark chapter 10. We're going to be looking at verses 46 through 52 of Mark chapter 10. There's a story about a guy by the name of Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus happened to be blind, and he happened to be stuck. Now, I believe that every story in Scripture is there for a reason. This story happens to be repeated three times. It's told in the Gospel of Mark. It's told in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 20. And it's also told in the Gospel of Luke. Three times, God felt like this story was so important that three Gospels repeat it. Sometimes we see stories in Scripture and we're not really sure exactly why they're there and exactly what the message is, but every story in Scripture has a message, has a meaning, has something that God is saying to us. So as you read this story, I don't want you to just read it like, oh, there's just a story about a guy. No, here's something that God is speaking to us now. 2,000 years later, there's a spiritual principle. There's an insight. There's something about God or something about you that you need to understand, because the Spirit of God wants to speak to some people today. And I believe it's about being stuck and being willing to speak up. The Bible tells us that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. He had passed by Jericho. Jericho's the city where the walls fell hundreds of years before as they marched around seven times. I've been to Jericho, or the ruins of Jericho, which are in modern day Palestine right now. And it's amazing to think that this occurred so many years ago. Walls fell down, so people knew that. It was a place of miraculous history. But how many of you know that sometimes what happened in the past feels like it's a long ways away, and we live in the present? Hello? Sometimes it's like that in your own personal journey. You can remember times where God moved. You can remember times where God showed up in supernatural ways, but you're in a different stage of life now. And it feels like some of the things that God did a long time ago feel like they're a long, long time ago. And we need a fresh touch, a fresh move from God now. Bartimaeus is on the other side of Jericho. As Jesus is leaving Jericho, walking through Jericho, on his way to Jerusalem, in a day or two, they would be saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, throwing palms before him, throwing their coats before Jesus, who was really on his way to the cross. And then, of course, a couple days later, their Hosanna, Hosanna would change to crucify, crucify. So Jesus knew where he was going. But in the process, he encounters a man that's blind, Bartimaeus. And I want to pick up in verse 46 and just kind of read you the story in Mark chapter 10. It says, "Then Jesus came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus," which means son of Timaeus, "was sitting along the roadside begging. When he heard that Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, 'Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.' Many rebuked him and told him, 'Be quiet.' But he shouted all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.'" If you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. Speak up. Be bold. Don't let people dampen your intensity. This blind man by the name of Bartimaeus, it's interesting. We learn a lot from his story. It doesn't tell us if he became blind later on in life or if he was blind from birth. But in the Jewish culture, people would name their children not by looking at a book of names and trying to choose the most popular, but they would name their children with names that had significance to who they thought they were going to be, to their destiny. And so the name Bartimaeus actually means, Bart means son of, and Timaeus means valuable or highly prized. So his parents had named him when he was born, maybe not even aware that he was blind, or maybe he became blind later on in life, but when he was born, they named him, hey, son of high value. Like, this kid's got a destiny. Look at that jaw. Look at how he kicks. Man, what a beautiful baby boy. We're going to call him, this kid has a destiny. This kid is going to do something. This kid has value. Oh, yeah. We're so glad he was born. He's going to do some great things with his life. We're going to call him son of value, son of destiny. Everybody's coming over at the birth, high-fiving, giving them a celebrating. Finally, a boy was born, believing a lot for this boy, but then it happened. They discovered that this boy became blind. And you live in a culture where there is no social security, where there's no school for the blind, where there's no braille, there's no computer programming that reads off your emails for you, there's no instructions, no beeping lights. You live in a culture that a blind person was the only destiny for their life was to beg. The only way that they could live was off of the mercy and compassion of other people. And so because of his disability, his lot in life was to wait on the other side of the road, in the dirt, waiting for the compassion of people to throw him a couple of pennies. So the boy that was called son of destiny, son of high value, is a beggar. He's a street person. He's barely able to eke out of life. He can't see. He can't work. He can't marry. He can't have kids, can't provide for them. And so everything that his parents dreamed that he would be, everything that they anticipated could happen with his life, this son of high value now becomes a destitute beggar.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Speak Up from our Moved series. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. His message is called Speak Up.
Some of you may feel that way. You had dreams, you had ambitions, you thought you were going to, you believed that it would happen, and you look at yourself and you feel like I'm stuck along the side of the road doing stuff that, man, I never thought I would do that. I always thought I'd be further along. I didn't think I would have this issue. I didn't think I would be stuck on my way to my destiny. I had other plans. By this time, I thought that I would be. I think we can all relate to how life has curves and turns that are unexpected, that catch us by surprise, that leave us numb, that wonder, why me? I didn't expect this to happen. I didn't map this out. I wouldn't have put this in my yearbook. But what I love about this story is what happens when Jesus passes by. You see, it's interesting that this man that was beside the road, he hears that Jesus is passing by. And I want you to notice this. Bartimaeus speaks up. What causes someone to speak up? What causes us to shut down and not speak up? I think sometimes it's every time that you've struggled with speaking up. How many of you have felt like I have to have this conversation, but you keep postponing a tough conversation? How many of you know the feeling of like, I got to do it. And you start the conversation and you start to go there and you say, I'm going to leave it till later. Some of you have pending conversations for about 3 years now. I'm going to do it. And then you don't do it. Because sometimes it's hard. Fear. What are people going to say? I don't want to embarrass myself. What if they say no? What if I make a fool of myself? So sometimes when we're supposed to speak up, we don't speak up. We get quieted down. And so Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing through town. I want to tell you, give you an insight here. Write this down somewhere. I believe that sometimes there's a nugget of faith that God puts in our heart, and the presence of Jesus activates our faith. Everything good that ever comes to us only comes via faith. Faith connects the natural to the supernatural. Faith is the divine highway by which everything divine comes to earth. Nothing good comes to us except it's via faith. Salvation comes through faith. Without faith, you cannot come to God. Without faith, you cannot experience the grace of God, salvation. Without faith, you cannot experience the miraculous touch of God upon your life. Without faith, nothing. It is God's delivery system via faith. Yeah, it's God's delivery system. But it's so hard for us that operate in the natural mind because we want to see it, touch it, know it, feel it. And God says no. Hebrews defines faith as the evidence of things hoped for, the substance of things not seen. In other words, faith is that which you say, I believe that God is, and I believe that God rewards those that diligently seek Him. I believe God's promises, even though I can't touch it, feel it, know it right now, I still believe. That's faith. We struggle with that, don't we? It's hard for us. The intangible, but it's the key to so much in our life. In fact, I believe it's the key for us to have boldness to speak up in the spiritual realm. And I want you to notice that Bartimaeus doesn't just call after Jesus. He doesn't say Jesus of Nazareth. He says, I want you to notice specifically that when he finds out that Jesus is walking by, he begins to shout out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Now, there's something significant about that phrase that he uses, Son of David, because it indicates that Bartimaeus already believed that Jesus was the Messiah. The Jewish people use the word Son of David to refer to the Savior, to the Messiah. Why? Who was David? King David. King David lived hundreds of years before Jesus was even born. But God had said to David, I will give you an everlasting kingdom, referring to the fact that the Messiah would be born through the lineage of Jesus. And so Mary and Joseph could trace their lineage back to David. So all the Jewish people knew that the Son of David meant the Messiah, the Savior. That's why, for example, if you read the book of Luke, There's a genealogy there. The genealogy means so-and-so had this son, and these people had that son, and so-and-so had this son that begat that son, that begat that son, that begat that son. Have you ever read one of those genealogies? I never have anyone tell me. I was reading a genealogy in my devotion. I got so much out of it. Come on, be honest. How many of you skip the genealogy? You go, okay, blah, 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 blah. Let's get to the real stuff. You skip the genealogy. But the genealogy is there for a reason. The genealogy is telling you, it's pointing back to the heritage, to the destiny, to the lineage of King David. Bartimaeus had understood that Jesus was not just a healer. He had understood that Jesus was not just a good teacher, a man. He understood that Jesus was actually the Savior, the waited Messiah. And here's what I want you to see about what happens in this story. You see, I asked myself, where did Bartimaeus' faith come from? See, I believe part of the problem is that God is building faith in some of us, but some of us struggle with faith. How about it? Between faith and doubt. The Bible tells us that in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, consequently, faith comes through hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Where does faith come from? Faith comes through hearing. What did Bartimaeus lost? His sight. But what did he still have? His hearing. Now, it wasn't in a Bible study that he learned. But what Bartimaeus began to hear is he began to hear rumors of Jesus. There's a man. He puts his hand on the lame and they walk. There's rumors that he's raised the dead. He's like no other. Some people say he walks on water. Other people say that when he was baptized, a dove came down and a voice from heaven. Hey, we've even heard that he touches the eyes of the blind and they see again. Oh, really? You see, Bartimaeus was hearing stories of a healer, of a miracle worker. He was hearing stories that was building, that was depositing. It was depositing the seed of faith inside of him. He was starting to believe, yeah, he is the Messiah. Yes, he is the one that we're waiting for. Yeah, if I see him and touch him, maybe he'll touch me. Yeah, there is hope. Yeah, maybe this Jesus can do something that no one else can do. Maybe if I encounter him, maybe, just maybe, it's him who I've been waiting for. And so when the presence of Jesus walked by, the faith that was deposited in Bartimaeus became activated. Listen, I want you to know something. Some of you walked in this place with a measure of faith. It's the presence of Jesus that activates the boldness of your faith. A couple years ago, I was driving with someone in a car and on a trip. And in the corner of their window, they had a little black box. And all of a sudden, as we were driving, and they were going pretty fast. Of course, I would be driving a lot slower than that. But they were driving fast. Now, my wife, she'd be driving pretty fast because she drives like that. But he was driving pretty fast, and suddenly a little blinker started going off. Bleep, 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 bleep. A little red light started going crazy. And I said to him, hey, what is that? Oh, he said, that's my radar detector. I said, what do you mean? Well, he says, anytime this box comes close to a radar, you know, please use radar to see how fast you're going. Anytime it comes close to a radar, it activates. It starts to blink, telling me I'm getting close to a radar, so slow down. I said, oh, is that legal? He said, well, I'm not talking about being legal or not. It helps me out. I believe that's the way our faith is. I believe that we have a measure of faith. And every time there's faith that gets close to the presence of Jesus, that faith suddenly starts blinking and activating, because your faith is activated by the very presence of Jesus. When Jesus would walk to a synagogue, demons would manifest. People would come to him. People would come for healing and salvation. Why? Because there was faith inside of them, and suddenly that faith became activated by the presence of the living God.
This concludes the first half of Pastor Mark's message called Speak Up, which is from our new series called Moved. Join us again on the next Straight Talk for the second half of this message. Before you go, we invite you to download our free Straight Talk app at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you can download this evening's message for free and find a link to our New Life Community Church ministry page, where you can browse the ministry of Pastor Mark Jobe. You'll also find a Bible app and over 400 other messages that we think will definitely encourage you. If you have any questions about our program or just need some prayer, you can call our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team, we thank you for listening. Please do tune in again for another edition of Straight Talk, and have a great evening. God bless.